talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was David Nail with Turning Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Heather Epps, for coming up with those home theme songs each week and that we play at the beginning of our show. And if you'd like to if you know of a home theme song that you'd like to hear played at the beginning of our radio show, visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page, make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request just as long as it's a home theme song, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at Gelliard, the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with John Nugent, and he's with a company called Homerwood, and they are they specialize in different types of hardwood flooring. He's kind of the source that where and the retailer for Homerwood is Elegant Hardwood Floors here in the Charleston area. But a very interesting interview about hardwood floors and the wide plank floors that that everybody likes to see these days. Also, we'll be talking with Devin Adams with Cook Bonner Construction. Also, Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. And also, Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. And he has kind of an update for us on the what's happening with mosquitoes. They're terrible these days from Hurricane Matthew, and he's going to give us an update there. Also, Christian Teague with HLG Growers. Well, hope you have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with John Nugent with Homerwood, the premium hardwood company. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. John, take a moment and tell everybody about Homerwood.
Homerwood is a premium custom manufacturer based in Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of products does Homerwood produce?
Homerwood is known for wide plank floors in a variety of species. We create floors from black walnut, which is absolutely beautiful right out of Pennsylvania, hickory, red and white oak, cherry, and maple. We create both solid and engineered floors, whichever is appropriate for a particular homeowner.
Right, okay. And you mentioned the wide plank floors. Kind of describe, paint a picture for our listener what a wide plank hardwood floor looks like.
Absolutely. Well, in the origins of our wood flooring in our country, if you look back to the 1700s, what we would do is we would cut the entire log. We would cut the whole log. And the resultant was is that we would end up with varying width floors. The wider the planks, those came out of the center of the tree, and people really enjoyed seeing them on the floor because it gave such a dramatic effect in the home. Mm-hmm. So for Homerwood, we use that same tradition. In fact, we've trademarked the term character grade, and character grade means using the whole log. And we create floors anywhere from 3 inches all the way up to 8 inches in width. So obviously when you get into 6, 7, 8 inches, it makes a very, very dramatic statement in someone's home or in their commercial space.
Mm-hmm. Briefly talk about the history of Homerwood.
We love sharing the history of Homerwood. You see, we started in a little town called Titusville, Pennsylvania. Titusville is right below Lake Erie in the northwestern part of the state. We were known for lumber because we're in the upper chain of the Appalachian Mountains. So during the 1800s, that's really what propelled the economy of our little town. Well, in the middle of the 1800s, all of a sudden the townspeople started to notice that their drinking water and their groundwater was turning dark. It was oil. This is where oil was discovered in the United States. So the first oil well ever built was called the Drake Well. That was in 1859. Mm-hmm. So we ended up with these amazing structures in our town because of the oil barons that came there to drill for oil. Mm-hmm. So they spent their money. They built beautiful architecture. And we have beautiful Georgian homes, Victorian homes, things of that nature. Well, if you fast forward about 100 years later, those homes obviously were in decline. The townspeople got together. They thought, well, should we tear these homes down? Should we rebuild? Should we prepare for progress? But they all decided that they wanted to petition the National Register of Historic Places. You've seen those homes. You see mm-hmm. those homes around Charleston where they have the plaque
right.
and we take tours. Well, they wanted to do the same type of thing. Well, they needed help. They couldn't just slap on vinyl siding or paint. They actually had to achieve some type of standards. So they brought in the help of a man named John Homer. Hence our name, mm-hmm. Homerwood. John's dad was a cabinet builder. He was already using the beautiful lumber that we're known for in that region. And John was building a plant at the same time. So they brought John in to rebuild, refashion the floorboards in these homes, to rebuild the architectural trim and the furniture parts, all to bring these homes up to the standards. And that's how Homerwood was born.
Hmm, interesting. And I understand today, Homerwood, you folks work with the Amish community quite a bit?
We do. In fact, the Amish community is only about 15 minutes from our plant. One of the great traditions in America, it goes back at least 300 years, is what we call hand planing. Today, a lot of people call it hand scraping. Mm-hmm. There's really no continuity in history to tell us how hand planing was done. And John Homer thought, well, we have the Amish right in our back door. They are some of the best woodworkers in America. So he brought them in, set up tables, and they actually hand plane every board that's in our factory.
Hmm.
In fact, every one of those boards, whenever they hand plane it, it has the signature of that particular craftsman on the back of the board.
Interesting.
Now, we're known for other type of floors as well. We create smooth floors. We create wire brush floors. We even have floors that are smoked. This is an ancient technique where we actually use a torch by hand, and it caramelizes the sapwood, the sugars that are in the lumber, and it creates a beautiful carbonized surface. Very, very authentic. Very, very engaging whenever a person sees this type of a floor.
Hmm.
We do liming. We do color washes. We do amazing floors. We're really known as the best custom-made manufacturer in America for hardwood flooring.
Mm-hmm. What was the wire brush floor that you... Is that the right term?
Yes, wire brushing is exactly
what
right.
What does that mean?
Wire brushing was a very, very old technique. Back in the day when they wanted to create durability in a floor, they would literally take a wire brush over the floor. What it would do is that wire brush would take the soft grain out and leave the resulting hard grain for you to walk on.
Mm.
In fact, the soft grain was the spring growth, the summer grain was the harder growth, and you'd walk across it. This was before we ever had the fancy finishes that we do today. So the floor would just create a patina, but that way you were walking on the hard grain. Then they started putting oil finishes, and then today we put urethane with aluminum oxide. So for a client that's looking for a floor that would be durable, let's say someone comes in and they have kids and they have pets and they're really concerned about wearability, wire brushing is a wonderful thing that we draw on from history that will enable us to give a customer a much more durable floor.
Right. In Charleston, what are you finding is the most popular types of wood floors that Homer Wood is providing?
Well, one of the things that we can create for Charleston is reclaimed floors. A lot of people like floors that have been repurposed from old beams and old structures. So we go into old mills, we go into old plants throughout the Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, that region. Another thing is rift and quartered oak. Rift and quartered comes from the heritage of furniture. And that way a client can get a wide plank floor if they want a solid floor. They've been told that they can't get a wide plank solid floor without having cupping, crowning, instability. We can do it the old-fashioned way that the furniture manufacturers did, where we can create a more stable wood floor. And it also has the beautiful surface that you would see in a lot of antique furniture.
Interesting. So do the plank wood floors from Homer Wood, is it, besides the reclaimed, are you using like recent grown trees?
We do. In fact, we harvest all of our lumber within a 200-mile radius of our plant. That's very remarkable. Most people will bring in lumber from wherever. They're commodity-type mm-hmm. companies. We're much more selective. We work with the growers and the sawyers within this region that grows some of the best lumber that you'll find in North America.
You know, a few years ago, I think back, especially like before the recession, I would hear a lot about Brazilian cherry and some of these exotic woods from out of the country. How what do you have to say about Homer Wood as compared to some of these species that are coming from out of the country?
Well, what we're finding is that the trend is away from overseas lumber, and it's towards the Northern American species, the six that we specifically work with. Mm-hmm. That's really where the trend is today. At the same time, there's some issues about, in fact, they call it the Lacey Act, where they're concerned about where the lumber is actually harvested. Mm-hmm. For us, everything is done through what we call the Appalachian Hardwood Manufacturers Association. So we're very, very concerned about the reforestation. So for example, every 100 trees that are harvested, about 230, 250 trees are regrown. Mm. So we find that we're very, very good stewards of the forest within where we bring in our lumber. But that's the trend. Mm-hmm. The trend has gone back to American species, North American species, and that's what we're seeing. We're especially seeing a greater gravitation towards black walnut, a greater gravitation towards hickory. Mm-hmm. And those are probably the two most popular species for us right now. And again, they all come right within that region.
And will people here in Charleston, will they typically order like three different widths of the plank floors to put down in random lengths and so forth?
Well, all the floors will be random lengths.
Right.
But as far as the widths go, yes. That's the beauty of what we do is somebody could literally have a truly random floor where it could be a mixture all the way from 3 up to 8. Some people will choose to have a 3, a 5, an 8, a 4, 6, 8, just whatever they want to do. Sometimes they'll alternate widths, etc. We'll find that a lot of people really want just one width, and we'll create a 5-inch or a 7-inch or whatever that they want. That's, again, the beauty of Homer Wood is we can create what the client is looking for mm-hmm. as opposed to pushing. The thing I love about what we do, and this is where people like Elegant Hardwood come in, is they can advise. They're not going to be advocates necessarily where they push. We can actually create what a client wants. I'll give you an example. We create both what we call engineered floors and solid floors. Some are appropriate for certain applications. If you're going over a concrete slab, you'd probably prefer to have an engineered floor.
Why is that?
Well, because of stability. Because of going over a concrete slab, typically you're going to glue the floor down. you're going to have what we call hydrostatic pressure, which is moisture coming up from the slab. So we need to make sure that the floor is stable. Mm-hmm. So we'll create engineered floors for that particular example. But then we may have people, when they're in elevated situations and they're going over a wood structure, they may want a solid floor, and we can create that for them as well. What I'm saying is that we're never going to advocate, we're never going to push anything on a client. We're going to give the pros and cons for everything that can be created, and then we'll advise the client, and then they can make a very comfortable decision what's best for their home and what's best for their commercial space.
And just to be clear, the engineered wood product, that looks the same as a hardwood.
Yes.
And it can be refinished. It
yes.
can be sanded and refinished.
Absolutely.
It just has that, it's a correct me if I'm wrong, it's layers of ply. Is
yes.
that, describe yeah. that. You could describe it better
right.
than that.
What we do is we actually cut veneers. We cut very, very very thick veneers that can be resanded of the particular species. And then that's applied to a substrate which has plies. We call it diametrically opposed, which means it gives it stability. The plies work against themselves. So in an area that has humidity, like Charleston, maybe like Myrtle Beach, like Hilton Head, places of that nature, this adds to the stability of the floor. But like you said, it's going to look exactly the same as a solid floor, and that's what makes us unique as a manufacturer. We're capable of doing that.
It's not a laminate floor.
That's
or
right.
Okay.
That's exactly
I think
right.
Some people get mixed up.
That's exactly
a
right.
Bit.
So it's truly a hardwood floor, but instead of the structure being all solid, you have plies below to give it more stability. So let's take an example. Let's say that there's a multi-level home in Charleston. The lower level is concrete. That's very typical. And then let's say the next two levels are going to be over plywood, mm-hmm. over OSB. Well, they could put the engineered floor on the concrete part. They could put the solid floor above on the other two levels. You would not be able to tell the difference between any of them, but we've been able to help them achieve what they're trying to accomplish.
That's great. Well, where can folks find Homer Wood here in the Charleston area?
Well, with Elegant Hardwood Floors. We've been very proud to partner with them. They are a custom retailer themselves, a custom contractor for hardwood. So since we're a custom manufacturer as well, we really appreciate the relationship with them in this market.
Elegant Hardwood Floors, and you can find them in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You could do a search on the web and or even go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and you will find Elegant Hardwood Floors, local company, and find out more information about Homer Wood, the premium hardwood. Well, John, how can folks get more information about Homer Wood?
Well, we'd love for them to come to our website. It's simply homerwood.com. That's H-O-M-E-R. And then wood, homerwood.com. It's a very user-friendly website. And if someone needs to see room scenes, we have a wonderful room gallery on the website. And then also we can actually send out samples if they choose.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with John Nugent with Homer Wood. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Devin Adams with Cook Bonner Construction. How you doing, Devin?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Devin, take a moment and tell everybody about Cook Bonner Construction.
We are a custom residential home builder in Charleston. We build everywhere from Kiowa to Isle of Palms and everywhere in between. We've been in business for 40 years, and we just specialize in residential projects.
Gotcha. So Cook Bonner Construction, you folks build new construction homes. Does Cook Bonner Construction do any remodeling projects?
We do. We're currently doing a couple renovations on Kiowa and Isle of Palms. We take on a few projects from here and there, but we typically do new construction.
Okay. You mentioned Kiowa. Is that the only part of town that Cook Bonner Construction works, or do you work in other parts of Charleston?
We cover the entire Charleston area. So we've got a few things going on Daniel Island right now, also Mount Pleasant, James Island, John's Island. We'll really go wherever.
Okay. Good deal. Talk about some of the remodeling projects, because some companies will say no job is too small, and others say no, we really only handle, you know, the bigger renovation projects, whole house renovations and so forth. Describe maybe some of the projects that remodeling projects that Cook Bonner Construction has been involved with in the past or right now.
Most of our renovations are whole house. One that we recently finished on Sullivan's Island, we basically redid the bathrooms, the kitchen, painted the exterior, replaced the roof. So for the most part, it would be a large-scale project.
Mm-hmm. And how long has Cook Bonner Construction been around?
George Cook started the company in 1976, so mm-hmm. we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
You must have a lot of happy customers to be around that long.
We do. We get a lot of referrals and repeat customers, so we're pretty proud of that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with Cook Bonner?
I've been with Cook Bonner about a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've had enough time to mingle with some of the clients that Cook Bonner Construction is doing work with. What kinds of comments do you get from homeowners that are have projects going on with Cook Bonner Construction?
One thing that we really focus on is the relationships with our homeowners. We want the project to be fun. We want it to be a smooth and easy, you know, build. One thing that people say to us is that we're friends afterwards, and that's something that we strive for. We want to, you know, we want them to trust us. We want them to refer us to their friends, and we want them to really enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. It's a big investment for them. We really love what we do, and, you know, we enjoy having happy customers, and we're proud of the work when we're finished.
Well, it may seem a little surprising to listeners to hear that it's a stressful stressful process to build a new home or to remodel your house. But the reality is it is, and you know, most people wish they could just snap their fingers and the project would be finished, and they could move into their brand new house or enjoy their brand new kitchen and so forth. How does Cook Bonner Construction help homeowners manage that stress and keep them happy and keep them friends when the project is done?
Well, it can be very overwhelming. There's lots of decisions that people maybe haven't thought of before if they haven't built. You know, picking trim, picking every last little detail is something that we do. We try to be very, very organized. We have a lot of meetings. We like to sit down from the beginning and kind of get an overall scope and plan things out. I'm the selections coordinator, so I help facilitate the selections. You know, if help is needed, I help there, but also just kind of keep our clients on track and, you know, touch base regularly, remind them of what's coming up. Nothing's ever a surprise. We've got a lot of people involved, so superintendents, project managers, everyone kind of working together to just make it easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being a builder, Cook Bonner Construction has two sets of customers. You've got your homeowners that you're doing the work with and who are paying the bills, and then you also have all of the subs and suppliers that you're working with. And everybody knows how busy construction is here in Charleston. How do you manage the subcontractors to make sure that, you know, they're being stretched and all over the place? And how do you make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do in a timely fashion?
We've got great relationships with our subcontractors, and again, I think it comes down to the organization. We've got meetings, you know, a couple times a week where we all talk about our project, who needs who where, and, you know, make sure that we've got that all planned out well in advance. Mm-hmm. So that we're not, you know, stressing them or asking them to jump across town to finish a project here or there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of advice would you give a homeowner that's thinking about maybe remodeling their house or building, or maybe selling that house and buying a lot to build a new home?
I would say to, you know, do your homework, look around, check out job sites, see who's taking care of the small things, you know, or the big things, making sure that their job sites are clean. You know, check out the reputation of the people that are going to be working for you to make sure that they're trustworthy and that they will make the process easy.
Mm-hmm. When a customer signs on with Cook Bonner Construction, The project begins. Talk about the level of communication, or how you communicate with homeowners on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
It's kind of different on each project, and we really try to tailor it to whatever works best for that particular homeowner. There are certain homeowners that we have meetings with every single week, where they come into our office until the house is kind of far enough along that then we have the weekly meetings on site. There are other clients that prefer to work over email. You know, if we've got out of town clients, we do a lot over the phone and email also. But we do like to meet in person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we set that up. We also have Builder Trend, which is a software program that clients can log into. We can log into. We put daily reports of what's going on the jobs, pictures, just so that everything is listed there. So anybody can look and check out what we're doing and when. It also shows the schedule and, you know, what's coming up. So we try to keep everybody informed.
What happens when a homeowner doesn't quite realize exactly what something's going to look like? Homeowners are notorious for not really having the vision of a house, you know, looking at a set of plans and having the vision of how it will actually turn out, versus you know, a custom builder can look at the plans and sees them quite easily. Same with an architect or maybe an interior designer. But when a homeowner has okayed something, all of a sudden they take a look at the wall and they say, "Oh my gosh, I didn't expect this to be so big or small." Or how does Cook Bonner Construction handle those kinds of changes?
Absolutely, and that happens all the time too. We have a ton of photographs of past projects, so if somebody's unclear about what's going to happen, we try to find a picture of something we've done before to help them visualize what's going on. Or, you know, I'll check Houzz or Pinterest and come up with project pictures to show them. But, you know, if we're building and they don't like the way that something's turning out, we're a custom builder. We're happy to make a change along the way. That's why we do have regular meetings too, so they are seeing what's going on with the job site. We'd rather catch it early and be able to adjust it to something that they are happy with. In the end, we just want to build what they want.
And ideally, the homeowner has everything specified before the first before ground is broken. But a lot of times, that's unrealistic. The homeowner isn't able to pick every single, and there's thousands of different products that go into a custom home. How does Cook Bonner Construction keep a homeowner on track to make sure that the tile is picked out in a timely fashion, or the paint colors, or the wood flooring, that kind of thing?
A lot of our clients don't make the selections until the project is ongoing. So in the very beginning, we'll stress the importance of plumbing fixtures, lighting, you know, anything that we'll need for mechanical rough-ins. We'll get that going, but we make an overall schedule from the beginning to let them know that, you know, you don't need to start worrying about tile quite yet, or paint colors come much, much later. So we like them to focus on what's important at the time, and there will be changes, because once you make one decision, it affects something else. So we're flexible and fluid, but we just, you know, try to keep them on their schedule and let them know what's coming. And, you know, if we need to make a change, we do it.
So you're not going to call them the day before and say, "You need that tile picked out by tomorrow"?
Absolutely not. We give them plenty of notice.
That's good. How can folks get more information about Cook Bonner Construction?
You can look us up on our website, www.cookbonner.com, and that's CookBonner. Also, check us out on Facebook.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Devin Adams with Cook Bonner Construction. Thank you so much, Devin.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Take a moment and tell everybody about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. We've been in business about 15 years here in Charleston. Our ownership group has owned it for the last three, but we do the best, highest quality outdoor lighting fixtures installs in Charleston. Whether, you know, it's commercial, residential, fixing what you have, or, you know, just installing a regular system, we are the best.
We're talking about landscape lighting.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does someone need landscape lighting at their house?
You know, it's to accentuate the great attributes. You know, Charleston has such a great model for I mean, really the world and the architecture and the building that we do here. And outdoor lighting or landscape lighting, as you would say, you know, just accentuates it and makes it better. Also, it's a safety aspect, too, you know. If you've got a dark area or you've got somewhere you don't feel safe, you know, a little bit of landscape lighting, a little accentuation, you know, really brightens it up. Plus, you're able to kind of see, so it makes you feel a little bit safer.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to take a guess here at the profile of an outdoor lighting perspective customer. A typical customer, I would guess, it probably has a great deal of pride in their home if they're interested in lighting it up at night.
Absolutely. You know, these systems aren't cheap. I mean, we use only the highest quality products, which are copper and brass, but you know, you spend all that money building the house or renovating or upkeeping it. And this is something you want to make it look good year in, year out.
So typical outdoor lighting perspective customer probably has a pretty nice house. It's well maintained. It's a house that the owners take a great deal of pride in, and they also might have a really beautiful landscaping in their yard, some mature trees and so forth, and they're not just proud to show it off during daylight hours, but also at nighttime.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we don't limit ourselves to, you know, people with the biggest, you know, nicest houses. I mean, there have been simple little townhomes or, you know, just simple courtyards or something like that. I mean, anybody, you know, whether it's one fixture or 100 fixtures, you know, anything that you would like to accentuate, I mean, it's definitely something we can take care of.
Mm-hmm. Even a pathway going from the front yard to the backyard or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You know, and even doing that, I mean, just makes so much of a difference, you know, between darkness and having some way to see.
You know, everybody is very conscious of how they're spending their money. They want their homes to be as energy efficient as possible. What do you say to the people who might think, you know, I can do without outdoor lighting because I don't want another. I don't want to have to tack on more to my power bill already. So I'm not. I don't want outdoor lighting because it's just going to, you know, make my power bill even bigger than it is.
You know, and we've gotten that a lot. And some of the older systems in the past using a halogen, it does add a little extra cost to the energy bill. The great thing too, which I haven't done a halogen system in probably 3 years. Everything's LED now, so it's all the energy efficient. So to that customer or that potential, I would say, you know. These things are so energy efficient, you can run them. Being that they're LED, you can run them all night, every night. You might see a dollar difference in the power bill. Plus, with them accentuating the house or lighting any areas that are dark, you know, that sconce fixture, that flood fixture, the under porch lights, anything that might be draining the bill as far as energy, now you're not going to have to run them. So you save that extra amount of money between, you know, the LED lighting system and not having to have those lights on. So you're going to make some money back energy saving in that aspect.
How much energy will it typically, on a typical system, will it cost a homeowner?
You could run these things all night, every night. You might spend a dollar extra a month power-wise.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So they're very efficient.
Very energy efficient. Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. We had the Hurricane Matthew came by, a while ago, about a month ago. Are you having to do any kind of repairs for people's landscape lighting?
Yeah, we've ran into a few. I find with our market, you know, it's the customers try to focus on the biggest things first and then move to us. But there will be a time, you know, that, you know, since the hurricanes come in, floods, anything like that, where, you know, customers will want us to come out, assess the system, fix anything that's been damaged, and even, you know, to potentials out there. You know, if you have a lighting system, if it's not working, hasn't worked good in a while, and with Matthew coming in, it's, you know, obviously definitely out now. We love coming out, you know, servicing these systems, maintaining them, warrantying them, and then you don't ever have to worry about them from that point.
Mm-hmm. And when someone buys an outdoor lighting perspective system, if something does break, how do you folks handle that?
We do yearly maintenance with our systems. Our fixtures, a wire transformer is guaranteed for life. We do a regular maintenance on the bulbs, LED, which that includes, you know, checking connections, pruning any foliage that might have overgrown, straightening fixtures, resetting fixtures, just a general maintenance on a yearly basis. And with that, if something happens to the system, whether it's a cut wire, knocked over fixture, bad bulb, we'll come out, we'll replace it, fix it, and then you never have to worry about it.
That's great. Good deal. And how much does a typical, an average system cost?
Typically, your average system is going to run about 8 lights, and with that 8 lights, you're looking about $2,000.
$2,000?
About average.
And are the wires, is it a wireless system, or are the wires visible?
No, I mean, it's all wired. I need a 110 receptacle, plug my transformer into that receptacle, it converts it down to the 12 volts. Again, all wired. Run a wire in any direction we need. But with us, you know, if there's beds, you know, we bury it in the beds, we bury it across the grass. It's all hand dug, cleaned up, I should say. Anytime I go into a new residence, I want to leave it just as good as I found it, or if not better. So everything is non-visible, even though it is wired.
And what happens when that landscape company that comes to cut your yard it's got the weed eater out and cuts one of the wires to one of the lights?
Well, hopefully
they're not going to take responsibility.
They're not never do. You know, and that's part of the warranty system. It happens all the time. You know, you give us a call my office, and we'll come out, fix it, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Good deal. I understand that outdoor lighting perspectives, you folks can help homeowners with holiday lighting.
We do. We do Christmas lighting.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So how our Christmas lighting program works, same as a residential estimate for landscape lighting, I'll come out, kind of assess your house, you know, your trees, and talk about whatever you'd like to light up or your expectations as far as Christmas is. We sell you the product. We install the product. We take the product down at the end of the season, and then we store it for the year. So it's no fuss, no muss for you. You get great holiday lights year in, year out, and then you never have to get on a ladder or hang anything again.
Hmm. And you're putting up the homeowner's lights that they have, or does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives provide the lights?
We sell the lights. You know, there has been instances where, you know, if it's a small job or something easy, you know, we will use some of the homeowner stuff, but we like to sell our stuff because it's all commercial grade, all stuff that we guarantee for life. So we sell it to the customer, they buy it, and I mean, it's essentially theirs, but we, you know, like I said, put it up, take it down, and store it for the year.
That's great. I'm already starting to think about the lighting in our house, and I might just have to give you a call.
we can do it.
How can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
Yeah, you can call our office at 843-412-5874, or you can visit us on the web at charleston.outdoorlights.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix. How you doing, Ben?
I'm great, Tim. It's good to be here on the show. How are you?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nix.
Mosquito Nix is the national leader in mosquito control. Here, we're locally owned and operated, and we offer two forms of mosquito control service. One we do is an automatic mosquito misting system. It's more of a permanent mosquito control solution. Second is a regular yard mosquito treatment spray. So anybody comes out there with a backpack fogger, a lot of people are familiar with that. And we just spray and treat the property for mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So that's who we are and what we do.
So the misting system is more of a permanent solution. And if someone comes out with a backpack sprayer, that's not going to last as long as the misting system, which is operating daily. Is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of why people have them. The reason why people get mosquito systems, they've normally started out on a spray service, but then they kind of want and realize that I'm going to need this more frequent, and that one spray, you know, every 20 days or so. It's just not cutting it. So they buy the system because the system comes with a wireless remote control, and they can click it anytime they want. But also, it's going automatically three times a day. So it's kind of a luxury to have. It's more of a makes things easier. It's more of a less a headache. You know, you don't have to call and worry about waiting for some guy to come out or when he's coming out or it's the weekend. We're not open on a Saturday, so, you know, it's you have a remote, and so that's why it's more permanent and it's more of a luxurious item.
You know, there's probably a lot of people listening that remember when there was no mention of any kind of a mosquito abatement system. They might buy one of those little green coil thingies that I think Off used to put out, and you'd light it up on, you know, with a match on your patio, and it would kind of burn in a spiral way, and I guess the smoke was supposed to keep away the mosquitoes.
Dude, there's so many different things out there. I was just having a conversation with a lady earlier this morning, and we were talking about just the so many, like, you've got the mosquito magnet, you've got, you know, citronella candles. I mean, the amount of mosquito control everybody needs around here, you'd have to have 100 citronella candles. You know, and the mosquito magnet, it's a great product, but the problem is that you're going to have to change the propane tank weekly, and it gets to be a hassle. And so the mosquito misting system, you know, a lot of people haven't heard about it. You're right, but it's an incredible piece of technology that is the biggest problem. And part of one thing I'm enjoying about being on the show is that they can learn and hear about a product that literally it's kind of hands-free. If I don't hear from you, if I don't hear from my clients, then I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. And the system's doing its job, because it kind of makes you forget about the mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And so it's running automatically. The mosquito misting system, you get a remote control, and you can mist it anytime you want. And so it's literally, if the husband is sitting there watching the Sunday football, the kids want to go out and play, then bam, you can click the remote, and it, just before they go out, and then in 30 seconds, they're good. And so it is a product that's different. Mm-hmm. It is a product that's more technologically advanced. You know, right now we're working on an app to where you can just control everything from your phone. And so it's pretty incredible. It is a more permanent way, of course, but I tell people it's kind of like the ultimate mosquito control solution. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's the biggest question or doubt that people have is the mosquito net system really going to work? And you know, I owned a mosquito magnet years and years ago. I've got mixed reviews. To be honest, I would give it a thumbs down. I don't think it really worked all that well, and I did feel like I was having to constantly change out that propane tank, and that gets expensive. So it's not like it's a free system or something.
Yeah.
So the mosquito magnet has gone by the wayside. It's just sort of you know, just sitting there rusting now. Does the mosquito NYX misting system, does it really work? I mean, what's the science behind how it works?
You know, it's so funny, because in today's society, in today's world, everybody's an online shopper. Everybody is a online researcher. Maybe not everybody, but, you know.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, a lot of people are. And so, you know, they're going to go online, they're going to Google this thing. And with our product, really, it's seeing is believing. It's, you have to experience it. You're never going to know until you try it, you know. And, you know, I tell people all the time, okay, you know, we'll put the system in. You've got 30 days. If it doesn't work, you'll get your money back, you know. But I've never had to give money back. And the funny thing about it is that these people, and a lot of people who have never experienced the system, they get it, and then they just become raving fans of the product. And we have so many marketing dollars that we can spend every year, but because of the raving fans that we've created, just the product has created, because it works. And, you know, it's kind of like a good movie. When I see a good movie, I'm going to go tell all my, you got to go see this movie. And this product is the same way. I mean, sweet old lady downtown, she has her whole block now has mosquito NYX misting systems, because she loved it. She raved about it. And she borderline almost was willing to pay for everybody in her whole block to have this mosquito system. So seeing is believing. Does it work? Well, give it a shot.
Well, you have to take a little bit of a leap of faith and say, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. But you mentioned you have 30 days. If you're not happy with the system, you can get a refund.
Yeah, you have 30 days, and you know, right now after Hurricane Matthew, it's kind of people are tight. You know, things, they got to fix stuff. And so, you know, they've called us. We put them in. If they're not happy yet, we'll give back.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Hurricane Matthew, it seems like the mosquitoes have been very, very bad since then. Kind of give us an update on how the mosquitoes are here in the low country, and also maybe an update on the Zika virus.
Yeah. You know, because of the 2015 flood, there's been a lot of things that's gone wrong, and not just mosquitoes. I mean, like, several golf courses have lost greens. I love to play golf, but you know, they lost greens, but the mosquitoes and insects that it brings is bad. You know, like, right now is normally the end of our season. Well, in October, you know last month and this month, I mean, it's just, we had just record numbers of people needing mosquito control. And so what the hurricane does is it just brings a surge of mosquitoes. And, you know, the flooding, the moisture, I mean,
a lot of standing water.
Yeah, and to learn more about, you can Google that. Google how hurricanes are affecting. I mean, you know, you read stuff like sometimes people believe that the hurricanes can affect health and, you know, viruses like the Zika virus. You know, people, like, you could bring it from Miami to here a lot faster. So, I mean, it's a huge problem. It's made things worse, especially in, you know, downtown areas where there's marsh. I mean, and the water levels are up and they're staying there for a little bit. And so those are breeding ground for mosquitoes. And so, yeah, the hurricane has brought just... It just makes things 10 times worse.
A lot, you know, people are aware that you're not supposed to leave any standing water around the house that might fill up with rainwater, anything that, even a small soda bottle cap or something, mm-hmm. A mosquito can lay eggs in that. But something that people may not be aware of, and you mentioned, you know, a lot of people have marshes in their backyard or around their house. A lot of these mosquitoes lay eggs in the salt marsh, in the salt water. They don't need fresh water, right?
Right, exactly. This is actually a salt marsh mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, especially near those areas, I mean, you know, from the Isle of Palms on throughout, it's just, they're terrible. You know, you get off work at 5 o'clock, or a lot of people do. You get home, you're eating dinner, you want to go play out with kids at night. The sun's going down just before. That's when the mosquitoes are the worst.
Right.
They're the worst. And so that's why the mosquito mosquito system, you know, it's perfect for a family, because while you're at work, the mosquito system can be doing its job. And that way, when you're at night wanting to go play with your family or eat and grill, like, bam, you're good. So
The fluid that is misted out of the mosquito nick system, and we only have about a minute left, but is it safe for pets and kids?
It's less toxic than a can of all spray. There's no DEET. It's more of a natural product derived from a chrysanthemum flower. And for your pets, same extract that's in flea and tick shampoo is in our solution. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's absolutely safe, less toxic than bug spray. Today, so it's an incredible piece of technology. The product's great, the solution's great, and it works. It's been used for over 200 years.
What is the fluid made from? It's a natural product.
Yeah, so there's chrysanthemum flower, rosemary. There's a little bit of garlic in there, a little bit of mint, to kind of cover that garlicky stink smell. Uh-huh. It actually smells kind of good. It's pleasant. Parts of me wants to start a business with we can freshen yards up by smell. But side note, so yeah, things of that, you know, more of a flower, plant based. You could look up pyrethrum is the technical term of it, and you could read about pyrethrum. It'll tell you everything about how pyrethrum is the nature's insecticide. If we said everything in the world was safe today, we'd be lying, because everything, you know, some people say everything causes cancer now. I mean, so it's, you know, it's just like, you know, people, but I could tell you it's less toxic than your cleaning supplies underneath your sink or in your bathroom.
Well, if you have you have anyone pregnant in your household or a family, I wouldn't live without a mosquito misting system. We have a mosquito misting system in our house, and there's just nothing worse than walking outside and you have a little one that really doesn't even know what's happening when a mosquito is biting them. And I've seen little kids with mosquito bites all over their face, and it's just sad. And just the protection against the Zika virus is reason enough to get one of these systems. How can folks get more information about Mosquito Nicks?
Yeah. On a side note, if you're pregnant, give us a call. We do offer 20% discounts to those who are pregnant. You can reach me direct at 843-566-4261. 843-566-4261. Again, my name is Ben with Mosquito Nicks. You could text me. If you're a texter, you can call me anytime, other than probably on a Sunday. It's probably when I'm not working.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Christian Teague with HLG Growers. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Christian, take a moment and tell everybody about HLG Growers.
Okay, we're a backyard, front yard landscape makeover company. We do water features, rock work, all kinds of masonry. We also do yard planning, design work, and plant flowers, and do understory plants, and a lot of different perennial additions so people can have seasonal color year-round.
Good deal. Well, let's focus for a second on the water features that HLG Growers is very well known for. What is a water feature?
Well, basically, it speaks for itself. It's water in some presentation artistically placed with rock, or we can use sculpture pieces, and we create some sort of water-type garden. Even though the area is filled with water, there's a lot of people that love water, and these are just nice little presentations in backyards. They really make a space cozy for like a patio setting or a place underneath trees where you have a hard time growing things. We put them right next to sidewalks by front doors. We put water features all over, just different applications, big and small.
Hmm. And what is it about a water feature that homeowners love?
It adds a lot of character and beauty to the gardens. Everyone has plants, trees, and shrubs, and this is a take off of a past of mine in the mountains of North Carolina where I grew up, and we give a lot of artistic creation with some rocks using modern-day plants, succulents, all kinds of perennial plants, and create just real pretty artistic features, evidently according to people in the area that have had that done since 2010.
It's just something about that trickling water that just appeals to people. It's so relaxing to kind of hear that rushing water, in their backyard.
Yeah, and we do some with fish, of course, and aquatic gardens of all kinds. It never seems to get old. We stay very busy doing a lot of features like that, as well as masonry work, a lot of patios, bluestone patios, tie-in fire features as well, a lot of fire pits and fireplaces, and sometimes we've even built a fire feature that had water combined with it. So water, fire, and flowers seem to be a real good way to take care of undetermined spaces.
Mm. And there are some tricks of the trade that kind of is the reason why people call HLG Growers if they want a water feature installed in their backyard. Why is installing a water feature not a do-it-yourself project?
Well, I like to create like downspout runoff water from like gutters is a great way. Instead of rain barrels, we can have rain gardens or water gardens attached to downspouts off the house, a renewable water source that way, so we don't have to fill it up with irrigation. And that's a real popular way of taking care of bad drainage areas as well, where we kind of create a water garden in some of those areas and use the natural water, since nothing drains well around Charleston, to go to these areas where we can reuse the water and then give it a real pretty atmosphere while we're taking care of an actual problem as well.
Well, I can tell you why it's not a installing a water feature is not a do-it-yourself project. The water features I've seen HLG growers have on display at our home show on Daniel Island, HLG growers has constructed, you know, some massive water features, require a lot of heavy lifting of those rocks and so forth, and stacked stone, and it's you're bent over the entire time doing that. It's backbreaking work, and you definitely don't want to have to invest all your time and effort and something like that, and then it just doesn't turn out the way you want it to, right?
Yeah, that's true. And we do a lot of engineering to keep it from ever leaking. And that's something that an average homeowner doesn't account for a lot of times, is the way that the feature would work. And they've put a lot of effort into it, and then if it leaks, it's just a waste of effort. So that's one thing that we've become very good at, is making structural engineering ideas that make sure that nothing leaks and everything works properly. So
what's an average water feature cost? Is there an average sale that you have for a homeowner?
They range in budgets of $2,000 and $3,000 all the way up to, you know, 10 and 15. So you know, it just depends on what size and exactly what we're doing for them.
Gotcha.
And, but we give free quotes, so we really never know the price till we go out and look at the project and talk to the homeowner about the ideas they want to, you know, put in play.
And HLG Growers has been involved with several of our backyard makeover giveaways that we've had over the years, and we just recently gave away a big dream backyard makeover, $17,000 dream backyard makeover, and HLG Growers had a water feature as part of that prize package. You haven't installed it yet, but talk about the type of water feature that you're planning to install for the winter.
Yeah, we're looking really forward to doing that for the winter in the winter here. We're basically going to do a fountain boulder, which is a real pretty way to just put an accent into a garden, and we'll have a boulder with water coming out of it, recirculating from a reserve underneath the boulder that's in the ground. So pondless water feature with a boulder fountain.
Is that one of those boulders that's kind of has like a hole drilled down the middle?
Yes.
I love those. Those are really cool. And so water's bubbling out of the middle of that boulder, and you still have the trickling water sound effect that comes with that, and very, very calming, soothing kind of thing that someone, I'm sure, is going to the winner is going to enjoy for sure.
Yes, I believe so.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about HLG Growers?
Two ways. We have a website, hlggrowers.com, and you can also reach us by cell phone, 843-901-4862.
Okay, and on the web?
It's hlggrowers.com.
.com, okay.
HLG, another G, ROWERS. .com.
HLGGrowers.com. All right. Yeah. Well, we've been talking with Christian Teague with HLG Growers. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or set a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.